and welcome to This Week in Cognitive. I am your host, Noella Sherity, and I will be bringing to you every week some of the cool and new things that are going on in cognitive services and cognitive skills, and really anything under the applied AI or pre-built machine learning models domain. So today, I actually have some really good news for you. You probably remember from some of our other episodes that we have a collection of pre-built models, everything under vision, being able to use computer vision, object detection, OCR, all the way through speech and text-to-speech and speech-to-text, including language and language analytics and the ability to do content moderation and language detection. There's just so many models to choose from. But today, I have some really good news. So what we have now made available is the ability, if you've been building with cognitive services, and I know a lot of you have, these cognitive services, each one or many of them have their own key that you have to get in order to infuse it into an application. Well, guess what? What we decided to do was make that easier for you. We were going to create one key, and actually that exists today. You have one key, and that key actually lets you do a couple things, right? So I'm just going to make it a little easier for you to see. So it allows you to combine any vision, language, and search service together. So if you're building an application that's using vision, language, and search, you only need one key. Now, ultimately, our goal is actually to have all of them, right? But we wanted to get it out as soon as possible. So our single key allows you to use these three services. And under vision, it's just computer vision. So it doesn't include custom vision yet, but it does eliminate it. So if you, again, a lot of you have probably built these applications where you have to go in and we have like just sets of keys and we usually put it in a configuration file and it's a lot of copying and pasting. So now we've simplified that. We allow you now to go in and use one key. So I just want to show you really quickly how you can do that. So if you look inside the Azure portal, it provides you the ability to create new resources, right? Most of you have been in the Azure portal before, but if you haven't, I just want to walk you through it. You can take a look at creating a new resource, and now rather than typing in a specific search, vision, right, or language service, I can instead just type in cognitive services. Cognitive services now has its own resource. It's a representation of a single set of keys that will represent access to all of the other services, right? So now when I say create, I'm actually going to create a collection of keys that will give me access to the services that I just mentioned to you earlier. So I'm just going to create one really quickly. We'll say AI show, demo, and then I'll choose my nice subscription. So you'll want to make sure you choose your appropriate subscription. The location, of course, that you'll want to deploy this in, your pricing tier, and then the resource group. I actually have a resource group. I work with a lot of developers, so I'm always, and we're always constantly, you know, one of the best practices we usually encourage you to have when you're building resources in Azure is to group them by resource group, right? So when you want to find them, it's easy to find. Well, in my case, because a lot of my work that I do lasts for kind of a long time, I build demos and I want to go back to them. So I actually put do not delete on my resource group to make sure as we go through that, which we indicate as a best practice, right? That constant scrubbing of resources to make sure you're not keeping resources alive that are no longer necessary. This gives you a chance to actually identify them. In my case, I'm like, don't delete these. I need these, right? So I go ahead and say, yes, I've confirmed. Some of these are data controllers. Some of these services are data processors. We should understand the difference from a GDPR perspective. So this just gives us a little information about that. It also lets us go and see the online service terms and choose whether or not we want to participate in that, and then we choose create. As we're creating this service, again, I know it's super simple to do, but actually eliminates a lot of the work, a lot of the tedious work that was necessary in setting up a service. So I know in past episodes, I've talked about one of our demos, the JFK files. And in the JFK files, we have a list of like six, you know, key sets that we have to provide. So now we can reduce that by half. And in the future, as we add more of the services into this bundle, you'll have the ability to see it. So now I go in, I always like to go to my notifications, see that it was deployed. I always like to pin it to my dashboard because I have so much stuff going on. I want to make it easy to find again. And then I go to my resource. So now you can see my AI show demo, but now it allows me to grab my keys, and you can see down here, it gives you all of kind of the endpoint that you'll want to use to get access, but then all the little quick reference guides to the services that are included within this key. So again, really great opportunity to make your life easier. So it's if you go out to the Azure portal, and when you're ready, just go in, search for cognitive services, you'll get a chance to build a key that represents, and I'll just go back to the screen, right? It'll represent access to vision, language, and search services. It's a great start, and we're just going to be making it better. So I hope you like it. Thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you next time.